You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I think it might have been during the Mindbender yesterday. We were talking about something came up about somebody famous, and I said they would be great to have at a dinner party. And I've thought about this in the past, the whole idea of a fantasy dinner party, where it's not like, oh, I'm just a big fan. It's like, no, they would be ultra cool to have around the table for conversation's sake, right? Sure, you can be a fan. One of the people that I picked out, I'm a mega fan of, but they also would be fascinating to talk to. All so right. You get to play this game this morning. Pick three people that you would want at your dinner party. Now, since this is all mind candy, they could have passed away already.
Sure,
but
yes.
We're bringing them back for your dinner party. I gave this a lot of heavy thought yesterday while I was on a walk. Want to hear my three?
Please.
And then we're going to open it up at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The first one doesn't surprise Jeremy at all, but he's only one of the top three coolest people in history, and that's John Lennon.
Sure.
I want him at my dinner party.
Okay.
This one, one might surprise you. I want Jennifer Lawrence at my dinner party because I find her hilarious and interesting and smart.
Okay.
So I want John Lennon.
Yeah, that's why she'll be there.
Jennifer Lawrence. Hey, she's beautiful,
and she's
too.
Pretty.
And she's pretty. And then the third one, I want Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, he'd be pretty, not only smart, but also very funny.
He's funny.
He's super funny.
He's look, I'm a space nerd. You can't do much better than that. So those are my three.
All right. I gave this a lot of heavy thought during the last commercial break.
Okay.
I think you would agree with this. Elon Musk, I would like to have him at the house.
Great choice.
Just to talk about what's in the works.
Great
that
choice.
Guy. Megan Fox, because it's Megan Fox.
She's not going to make out with you, dude.
I just want to know what it was like making a movie with the Ninja Turtles, all right? No big deal. So I'd have her there. And then, of course, I mean, this is no surprise, Chuck Norris, man. Just in case anything were to go down during this dinner, we would know we'd be safe and protected. And really, he's probably got a pretty cool story, too. So those are my three, Elon, Megan, and Chuck. Really, probably no. Probably the only surprise is Elon Musk for you on that one.
No. It is, but it isn't. It's a great choice.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
Maybe that's why I'm surprised that you would make a great choice.
I want to learn more about those solar shingles that he's got in the works for your house.
You're a solar shingle. It was funny when we decided yesterday that we were going to talk about this, and it was so funny to have Shannon say, oh, I guess I'll be prepared to hear a bunch of names of people I don't know.
Right, yeah.
She's 22.
That's funny, yeah. Who is this Tom Hanks?
Who are these people speaking of? I think that might be one. Here's Karina. Oh. Hi, Karina. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank
so
you.
Who's sitting around the table?
Tom Hanks.
There you go.
Mariah Carey and Forrest Griffin.
Forrest Griffin.
Who's Forrest Griffin?
He's a UFC fighter.
Okay. Just in case something goes down at dinner.
Does he make like great conversation, or you just want the eye candy? What's the deal?
Okay, well, I don't think he's cute per se, but I think he's pretty awesome. He's the one that fought with the broken arm and won.
Holy cow, okay. He's a man.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. And then Tom Hanks,
sure.
We get that. And then Mariah Carey, she seems a little high maintenance for a dinner party.
I know.
What, no hot tea? No hot tea?
I think she's fabulous.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
A fancy dinner party.
Yeah.
You have a great day, okay? Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't want to rip on people's choices. But again, I don't think you have people that you're fans of. I think you have people that are going to be fascinating to talk to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of on board with the fan. I'm a fanboy a little bit.
Oh, you want to just have
fans? I'm fine with a couple fans.
Here's Robin. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So who are you going to have at the table?
I'm going to have Mike Rowe.
Oh, yes. Good choice.
Yeah, Walt Disney.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
And Sandra Bullock.
Sandy Bullock.
Strong
she knows
choices.
She would be fun to talk to.
She would be.
Those are strong
I'm
choices
a little
right
jealous
there.
Of your picks, too, now. So.
Mike Rowe's a great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is fascinating, I think.
Well, and he's good-looking, Robin. Come on.
And he's hot.
Come on.
Exactly.
We know.
Go have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Bye, Robin.
It's just mind candy this morning. Here's Ron, but Ron is a she, I'm told. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. So who are you picking?
Well, I am picking Betty White. She would definitely be a fun person to be around.
No doubt.
Chuck Norris is a...
Strong.
You and Jeremy are going to have to share him. And
we'll have to
third?
Fight over him.
Yeah, Texas Ranger. I grew up...
Who's the third one?
Who's three, Ron?
And Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
I thought about Dolly, actually.
She'd be fun. Yeah.
She would be a hoot.
So quirky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are three strong choices.
Ron, thank you for that call. I thought you told me that Ron was...
Let's move on. Let's go.
Here's Tony. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, hey, Tony. Who you got for us?
So I got, we started out with Matthew McConaughey. I think he'd be a good...
All right. He would be fun at a party. No doubt.
Then Liam Neeson to talk about his special set of skills.
Right.
I want to know about those skills.
Dom hates him. All right.
and then round it up with Michelle Obama.
Also a fascinating person.
I like those.
I would have Liam Neeson serve. I wouldn't let him actually be at the party.
Stop ripping on Liam Neeson.
I don't like
he's
Liam
fine.
Neeson.
He's fine. Oh, he's awesome.
Tony,
he's
awesome. Go have a good day, okay?
Bye, Tone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, look, we're the host of the show. We get to comment on your choices. Becca, just so you know, we get to rip on your choices if we want
just
to.
Just a scotch.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine.
So right. Who you got?
Justin Timberlake.
Strong.
Of course.
Fallon.
Strong.
Yes.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I'm sorry, who?
Who's that?
He is the creator of the Hamilton musical.
Oh.
Interesting.
Different.
He is incredible at rapping, and it's just funny and down to earth. He's pretty cool.
I don't know him, but I'm anxious to see the musical.
Me too. So. It looks fantastic.
All right, listen.
It's amazing.
I'm glad you called. Go have a good day, okay?
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. What do you think of these choices so far?
I think we're
at about an 80% mark.
I don't know about that Lin guy that she just said. He's rapping.
Here's Steve on the phone. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing well. So the idea for people who have just tuned in is you get to have a dinner party with any three celebrity guests that you would like. And remember, this has got to be for, like, strong conversation, not just because they're hot. Although that doesn't hurt. But all right, Steve, who are you picking? Who are your three?
Well, I am a first-time caller, long-time listener back when it was the Dom and Jane show.
Okay.
So big fan. But to be honest, I said three different names before you even started talking, and you chose two of those names already.
Who are those two?
Jennifer Lawrence,
yeah,
Brains and Beauty, obviously. You have Neil Tyson.
Right.
Yep.
And then I originally was going to say Stephen Colbert, but to be honest, it would be really awesome to have lunch with Don Testa.
Oh, Steve. Are you trying to get a prize out of us or something?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will join your dinner party if you can get Jennifer Lawrence and Neil deGrasse Tyson there. I'll be there. So.
Ooh, that's a challenge. Challenge accepted.
You work on that. Steve, thank you for listening for so long. We really appreciate it, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That's pretty funny. Here's Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
You know, I'll bring the wine.
Sure you will. Silver Oak, right?
Yeah, I'll bring some Silver Oak. Everything will be good. Jamie, who are you picking?
I am picking Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
Bob Marley and Sir Isaac Newton.
Dang.
That's an intense dinner party right there.
What a collection.
That's almost too much. It's almost too much of a good thing.
I bet we'd learn a lot.
You know, your three choices might win the award for the most diverse group of people. I mean, really? Amelia Earhart, Bob Marley, and Isaac Newton? Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet we'd all get along.
Pro- probably only maybe. The thing that I've heard about Isaac Newton was that he was one of the oddest people in history, which might make for
which
a great
make
guest
it great.
At the dinner party.
Well, Bob Marley can pass him some pot weed and tell him to chillax a little bit, right?
Right.
Settle down, Isaac.
Exactly. Jamie, I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, here's Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Fantasy dinner party. Who are the three?
Mark Wahlberg, Keanu Reeves, and Doc Holliday.
One of these things is not like the other.
Wait, I got to know why Doc Holliday.
I am just curious to know how it was to live when he was alive and around and
All right.
running with Billy the Kid and them.
Yeah, the old the Wild West days.
Okay. I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
You have a great day and a fun weekend, Amy, okay?
Thanks. You as well.
All right, time for one more. We'll let one more. Patty will get the last word. Good morning, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, so your fantastical dinner party. Who are the three guests?
Oh, this is fantastical. Jane Fonda,
okay.
Bruce Lee, and Hercules.
Hercules?
Yes. Is he real? you said fantastical, so I went with it.
Why Hercules?
Why did you choose Hercules?
I don't know. That era. You know, talk to me about what was going on in, you know, back in whatever that was.
You could just you could have just said those abs, Patty. We know.
Yes,
and
I
those abs.
About, you know, a little, you know, eye candy or whatever.
Yes, of course.
Exactly. Listen, I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. So that was fun.
That was fun.
All right. Good choices. Mostly good choices.